Codename Ranger, K-19 Shadow Operations, Book 1. Written by Heather Slade. Read for you by J. River Pierce and Stephanie Nemet Parker. Prologue. Ranger. The moment the person briefing us on our next assignment said a serial killer was targeting daughters of wealthy families in the area, I thought of Maisie. She fit the victim's profile better than anyone. It defied logic, but my gut was telling me to get next door, where I'd left her less than 30 minutes ago, and see with my own eyes that she was safe. She had to be. My brother was with her, and my teammate Onyx's girlfriend. Or was she his fiancé? Either way, Maisie, Jimmy, and Blanca were fine. Once I confirmed it, I'd come back and we could resume our meeting. I went to the kitchen and looked out the window. No! I shouted when I saw the door to the camp swinging open. Why was the fucking door open? It was the middle of winter. I drew my gun as I raced to have my worst fears confirmed. Both Jimmy and Blanca were gagged, blindfolded, and tied to chairs. Where the hell is Maisie? I shouted at Jimmy as another guy in our unit untied him while Onyx did the same with Blanca. They took her! Blanca cried as soon as the gag was out of her mouth. Who? Two men, dressed all in black, ski masks, Jimmy said between gasps of air. Used tasers.
He's been hit.
Wasp, the man who'd untied him, pointed to the blood seeping into the fabric of my brother's shirt. I took a step to the side when my boss, Doc Butler, a physician's assistant, rushed over. Is there anything else you remember? I could hear Onyx's words, but they were muffled by the roar of blood surging through my body. Every inch of my skin felt as though it was being pricked by 1,000 pins as my brain triggered a fight-or-flight response. I'd felt it before, more times than I could count, but this was different. This wasn't fear for me. Someone had taken Maisie, and it was up to me to find her, save her, before it was too late. 1. Ranger, 4 weeks prior. The sun was just coming up when I took a cup of coffee out to the screened-in porch of the lakefront camp, as everyone called the houses and cabins in this part of the world. This place had been in my family for generations, and was as good as mine now. My parents rarely came up here once they made Florida their permanent residence. My older brother, Jimmy, had recently separated from his wife and was living here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?